the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know
we're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said 1, 2, 3,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up? Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon. I'm joined with my normal now Tuesday co-host, Danny the Jew.
Yes.
What's up, everybody?
And a special guest in the studio, which is fresh off our comedy, the Ebony and Olive comedy tour.
Yes.
Chris Priester.
Yeah, leaving the thriving metropolis of Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga.
Hoga.
Cuyahoga Falls.
We determined that our wives had nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with us. It's, right? Like after the show, everybody was like, why don't you come hang out after? Like,
yeah,
no,
I
we're all right.
Yes. We're fine. Here, you, they were like, here, you want my wife? I was like, no, we're good.
Yeah,
it's a party country.
People in that town are trying to get you to sleep with their wives.
I really know what the word skank means now. I hear people use that term a lot. Midwest has the real ones. We know what they are.
So
now.
No wicked parties at the comedy condo.
No, we got to be careful. You can't, you know, Chris can't mention anymore.
Oh, yeah, talking about
strictly business. Yeah. We were there for work.
Yeah,
we learned what a working comic is.
Right.
Work.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, but you know, we talked about it, but. It's great, man. We co-headline. We had a certain rule basically that if it was a mostly urban crowd, that he would close. And then if it was whiter or mix, you know, kind of like a Napoleon,
right? Exactly.
Then I would just close. Exactly. I pull seniority and I'd close the show.
The the first time I ever worked with Chris, I did with Mitch Eisley's show.
Oh wow! Yeah,
at six comics. Five black comics and me.
Right.
Crowd was 100% urban, as we called it in the booze.
You offended by that term?
That was the booze word too. I worked in the booze business for 15 years, and it was the urban market. But anyway, so we're sitting in the
a lot of malt liquor.
Yeah, a lot of malt liquor.
Mad Dog 2020. Yeah. Label that.
You know what's great about Mad Dog 2020? Oh, you know who that's made by?
Who?
Mogan David, which is the big Jewish wine.
Look at those guys.
So you guys have been killing us forever.
We've been killing the hood forever. That's right.
Can tell me you make Thunderbird, too. You guys make Thunderbird, too?
Those guys are very well.
Danny's coming out with all the secrets of the
booze. I'm here to reveal
it. Guess what else they make? Crack.
They made that, too. I found out the other week that kosher meat is like the main cut of the meat. I did not.
I thought it was meat that's blessed.
No, it's not.
They told me the kosher was the best part of the steak.
Where'd they tell you that? In Cuyahoga Falls?
Oh, my bad.
Somebody read it out of Google.
But I did the first time. So we go in the back, and what Mitch Eisley, right, and I've been doing comedy for 2 months. He goes, all right, so Danny, you'll go first.
Oh, boy.
I'm like.
That's nice. Throw you to the
fucking
wolves.
But he did it, man. He did his thing.
You're one of the best sets I still ever had.
Straight,
it was great.
Street
it was great.
They're all laughing that you weren't shitting yourself and getting to where you're going to beat your ass.
First thing I said was, Dougie,
he looked like a white George Zimmerman.
Dougie, Chris is in the back, and I can tell it's his voice. The first thing I said as I walk up, I go, you know, there's only 15 million Jews in the world, so I should be allowed to say it. And then I stopped. And Chris goes, oh, no, you shouldn't, motherfucker.
Don't do it.
And these two guys in the front, totally on crack, were like, say it, man. Say it.
I'm like, would have beat his ass.
I go,
oh, my God.
I saved him.
He was going to drop the N-bomb.
You know what I said to him? Oh, I wouldn't have done it, but I said to him, I go,
oh, my God.
I go, my wife, I go, nope, I'm not going to say it. My wife promised me not to get stabbed tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, right? It was fun, though.
We had a great time, man.
Yeah.
Cuyahoga.
guy named RJ, Haitian guy, used to run shows here in North Lauderdale, right off 441, where the McNabb goes over, turns into whatever. And so me, Perry Sack, Lenny Tr- we'd all go. That was a test. That was the Urban Room local. That we would go and we'd test our shit out. You know what
there
I mean?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
You make the brothers laugh. You got it. I mean,
yeah,
I agree. I agree.
Well, that was a big thing in Ohio. There's a couple nights out there, man.
Yeah. Was it? I was going to ask you guys, what was the crowd?
Like, it was mixed. It was mostly younger. It wasn't old people. It was a lot of younger people.
The beauty of it was watching yourself get the buzz in the city. You know?
Yeah.
Because Thursday was just the regular.
Right.
So you got just a few people in there.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't worry. You go to the radio station, talk on the radio, then the people will come. So we did
like
good
Field
on the radio.
Dreams.
Yeah. And then the crowd
if
just
if you
kept
bullshit, moving. They will come.
Yeah.
By the time we left Saturday night, they was like, come back next year. You guys are great.
So you did the local, the morning shows and stuff on Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a lady there that I think she digged us.
Mm-hmm.
We thought she was going to come. And we said, listen, we're co-headlining, so we share everything.
Right.
You gotta share it.
Yeah, if we meet, it was funny. We say that in the show. We'd be like, yo, Chris and I are co-headlining, so if any of you ladies out there, you got something on your bucket list.
We right here.
It's Ebony and Olive.
By the way, awesome
you
name.
Like that name?
Love the name.
Wasn't I concerned about that name?
No,
I didn't know if it was going to work.
No, we're dropping it.
It was great. It was great. No, the name was great. And the other thing, I just wrote a note to myself.
By the way, J-Ho says he just survived a show in Lauderhill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was
good
a peep
stuff,
show, Jay.
Baby.
So
Lauderhill, it's 6:15.
That's your hometown, man.
That's a good...
proud of him, man.
That's a good... My wife, we got an office in Lauderhill.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bet.
I gotta pump all the businesses, Doug.
Is that where you sell, is that where you sell all the fucking...
They take Obamacare.
Malt liquor.
They're whipping Obamacare, aren't you?
But the greatest, the sign, one of the promo signs you guys put up, it said... He was co-headlining,
oh, yeah.
And his.
Oh yeah,
I forgot what yours said.
Can you dunk a basketball?
Yeah, can you dunk a basketball?
We're trying to decide who's who. You got,
Doug was like,
you know, who closed the night on a co-headliner? He goes, "Can you dunk a basketball?" I'm like, "Can you get a 0% interest on a credit card?"
I just wrote A+ credit.
It's actually funnier if you say on a car loan because that's a lot harder. To
oh, get. Exactly.
Anybody can get 0% on it, you know.
And we actually
0% on $200.
And we actually learned a lot about cultures because we were. Learn that we both sweat. After age 45, we both get sweaty.
Right, yeah. I was going to say a bunch of old guys sit in a condo.
You know, taking shit.
Tough. Yeah, him and I, he's just like me. You know, I'm not like a guy. I mean, I'm regular.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to gross anybody, but, you know, I may take a couple, you know, it takes 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, to get it all done.
I got you.
All right? You know what I mean? So we're like, well, shit, we went through the toilet paper.
Yeah, it was rough. It's two old guys in there, man.
This bathroom. Yeah, I have a hard time sitting. The sink is right in front of you. It's like a little tiny bathroom with a bathtub, shower, a sink, a fucking toilet, all in about the size of that closet.
I turned sideways. I turned sideways.
I don't know
shit.
How he appears on camera, but Chris is like 37
6
feet tall.
6'4", motherfucker.
I had to turn sideways to shit.
That's fucking great.
It was pretty
great.
Embarrassing.
That's
the scariest part of the weekend was one of those moments. I thought I had to go. I'm like, no, I don't have to go. I sat on the toilet and didn't go. And then I jump in the shower, and somehow in the middle of the shower, I get the rumbles, and I'm trying to dry myself off so I don't shit. I can't come
worst.
Out. I wasn't going to come out and tell Chris, dude, man, you won't believe it. I shit in the fucking bathtub.
I was waiting to tell it, but I wish you would have.
Yeah, that would have been a bad day. You know, can you imagine having to deal with that?
This portion of the show brought to you by Geritol.
Yeah.
Get Geritol. Yeah, get ready.
We do need Elgin in here. No, I love having Chris here, but we need someone in their 30s.
Well, fucking Elgin can sit
old.
On his lap right now. By the way, Billy Hale says never eat sushi. In a state that doesn't have an ocean. That's something you and I discussed, right?
We found out. Because they also referred to a condo. And I was like, dude, condos where we're from, I have a view.
Yeah, you walk on
like
a balcony.
Golf course, some shit like that. We walked upstairs. We were on top of a restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought I had the fancy curtains that like get your room dark so you can sleep. No, it was a brick wall.
Yeah, it's a wall behind.
I opened the curtain. I said, Jesus Christ. It's all bricks. It's
people
a view.
Don't, people really... I've only been doing comedy for 2 years, so most of my people in my life are outside of comedy.
Right.
They don't realize how
that's
absolutely...
That's
going to
change, by the way.
I know.
That's going to change.
Yeah, it is.
They don't realize how absolutely unglamorous and if you do not have a huge esteem, this will break the shit out of you.
I think I talked about it so bad that the poor owner was like, next year I'm doing all renovations. The renovations.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, I'm glad you gave that Trump pressure. You gave a lot of pressure. He brought it up. It's like, the minute we walked in, because he talked about it on the radio.
Fuck that.
So when we walked in that day, he's like, Thanks for fucking talking about the condo.
And that was the first 5 minutes of my set every show.
Dude, you know what? Yeah. And now I bet you look on that, what's that thing? Airbnb? He's probably Airbnb in it during the week.
Yeah, if that thing was on Airbnb, it'd have to be $10 a night.
Yeah, but now it's Chris made it famous.
Fuck, $10 a night to stay in that.
Oh, my God.
You know, you basically walk out to a bar's parking lot.
Are there two rooms?
Yeah.
Two bedrooms, one bath.
One bathroom?
Kitchen. One bath. And it's not really a bath.
No.
All right, so I got to be honest with you guys. Like, I would rather lose money and get a hotel.
That's the Jewish thing.
It is.
I know.
No, he's got money. You know, this guy. He's got people that are going to die and leave him money.
We spent our money on the rent. Wait. Yeah. Wait, we're not that poor. We spent our money on a rental vehicle.
I know what your wife does for a living. All fuck right, you. Man, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Poor Chris.
Oh, whoa,
woe is me. I can cook, though. She, but we rented a car.
Right.
And trust me.
Oh, I know.
Hotel. Crossed the mind.
Yeah,
it did cross the mind.
I went to Ignite Hospitality. I was going to get a good hotel, but it's like 35 minutes from the club. I'm like, I don't know if I want to deal with that.
No, that's the,
so.
That no, was, it's got to be. No, of course you do it.
I already said, like, next time when I go back, and we basically said, you guys crush it, so you can get your own weekend. So, good, but I'm going to say I can't stay at that place. No. And if you don't want to give me a hotel, just give me an extra $25 a show.
There you go.
And
by the way, this is what, like, it doesn't have to, it can be a motel, too. I don't care.
No, fuck that. No,
not a Cuyahoga, bro.
Not a hotel, too, in Cuyahoga.
Well, yeah, it's true.
What are you talking about, dude? I'd rather go back to that fucking condo.
No, bro. Yeah.
I'd rather sleep under a fucking bridge on the fucking highway.
Yeah, there's some sad people. They're vegetarians. Yeah.
When I was in the restaurant business, I worked for these guys, cheap motherfuckers. Still, some
is that
of
the name
friend.
Of the restaurant?
Cheap motherfuckers.
Anybody want to come over here, cheap motherfuckers?
It's amazing.
Yeah, don't wait. We're right next to the sports bar scum buckets. Where the first 10 people that get thrown out get let back in for free.
Next to shithole cinemas.
Scum buckets.
We got the shithole cinema right here.
We got 10-cent chicken wings. They've been on the floor, but they're 10 cents.
It was a chicken wing right there.
I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead. You were saying something.
I stayed in a like a motel. What's a Motel 6? The legal light on in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're
with the last name Feynman.
Roll time, baby.
Scary fucking.
Anybody
scary
smell anything burning?
Yes. Roll time.
Yeah, rolling you up in the
I think you got one of them Jews in this Motel 6 over there.
I smell them.
I could not get the lights outside the room. It was the flickering lights outside the room. I could not get them off all
the
way.
And there was goat's blood on your door.
Dude, but we're talking a place.
That sucks.
When Trump says forgotten America.
This is the part.
When they say forgotten America, I really know what they mean.
Yeah, that's this place.
You saw the empty warehouses. You saw the empty factories. You saw the old dude sitting up front smoking cigars in the middle of the day with nothing to do and watching a guy fly a drone in the middle of the day. They're like, look at the drone.
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
Where did she go? I don't see it anymore.
Kel Thompson would have been president there with that drone of his.
Listen, in that town, I could win a George Clooney lookalike contest.
That's so
now, listen,
sad, man.
You know what I'm saying, right? Is that
a sad place?
And every house is the kind of house where he, like you said, it's not the kind of house you could sneak in at night.
A lot of squeaky doors,
like fucking squeaky doors,
squeaky screen doors.
If you want to be healthy, it's not the place to go. L.A. No Fitness, we called it.
Yeah, we called it L.A. No Fitness.
L.A. Fitness was empty in the middle of the
all
day.
All the Smoothie Kings.
Smoothie King.
Nobody
straight
there.
To the counter.
No, nothing there. Pizzerias, fucking taco joints.
Isn't that
there's
crazy?
A line.
But they still have all the places. They still have the pizza, the Smoothie Kings.
A&W Root and Beer. I saw, but they still got all the good places. Yeah. But fast food, the only thing kicking around there. They're in bad shape, man. That was bad.
Yeah, it was
nice people though. They laughed at our jokes.
Hey man,
yeah man, great crowd.
Listen, those kind of but they're starving for it. They want to laugh. That's great.
Yeah, no,
that's great.
It's
that's
like
awesome.
They have a lot of options.
No, yeah, that
part of town.
Ebony and Olive worked.
I got to tell you this one, Dougie. I got to tell them about. We were talking to the chief of police. He was hanging out.
Yeah,
smoking with us. You know, smoking cigars. Not cigars.
Yeah, the guy was
sorry. But
Chris is not invited back.
I asked about the opioid crisis.
Oh, it's got.
And they were like, "Oh, it's better because we have Narcan that wakes the people up after they've
OD'd.
But then when they wake up, they're pissed at everybody. Because they're like, why the hell did you wake me up? I just spent my last $20.
You fucked up my high.
You fucked up my high. They were like, well, you were dead. You're almost dead, but... Oh,
this
like,
is, Dougie, this is what we were talking about before. What do you... I just don't...
I don't get it.
What's the tolerance for? Where do you get...
Where do you wake up and say, I just want to do this?
Yeah.
Narcan. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to put a can here to save myself. Oh, my God.
But what? Are we saving? Are we saving too many people? I'm not being a dick. Are we saving? I mean, I guess I am being a dick, but are we?
I've said this on my show. I have the Dougie Room. Elgin knows the Dougie Room is like the Roach Motel.
Oh, yeah.
Once somebody's been determined socially unworthy, invaluable to society, if anything, a detriment in some cases, put them in the fucking room, they're gone. To see somebody, that's the thing. Like, I had siblings and stuff that had addictions and stuff. And when you watch somebody cracking on the tripping on the same crack on the sidewalk every fucking day, that's the thing. That's what the world is doing right now. The media and everything saying, "Oh my God, look at this person who just tripped on." We just watched a video that was on the news just now before the show of some fucking pretentious fucking wench, mm-hmm. young girl, underage drinker, gave the cop a false ID. Right, and then is being smart with the cops. I don't like your attitude. Drunk in a car. She's underage. And then the cop says, "Okay, ma'am, just answer my questions. Why is your name this? No, I don't have to. You're being rude. Okay, now I got to be fucking, you know." And then they said, "That's it. We're arresting you for
public intoxication.
Public intoxication.
And
just being a fucking dumb cunt." So they're trying to grab her, and she's resisting. She's pulling away. "You're not taking me anywhere." And now there's
the
actually.
She grabbed the cop's hair. Pulling on the cop's hair.
Now, let me tell you something. And there are actually people, there are fucking hoopleheads out there that watch this video on Facebook going, "How dare those cops? Are you fucking kidding me?" And that's the thing. We're talking about being intolerant. Like, I'm sick of fucking ignorance. You know, with all this shit with the immigrant, these kids, yeah, of course it's horrible. So I guess we're going to let the parents and the kids all stay together. They're illegal immigrants. They're being arrested. They're being detained. They're going to be deported. That's what's happening. You can't let people just say, you know, again, I don't give a fuck what you think. I come from a family of immigrants. My parents came here legally. My wife's family. We sponsor people from Cambodia. We go through all this fucking process. You're not going to get any fucking sympathy from me from somebody who decides to kind of come here and this mass rush to get here.
Is he slightly passionate about this?
You tell him, Dougie.
I'm just saying, dude.
I'm channeling Dougie's wife.
If you break the fucking law.
Of course.
If you're breaking the fucking law, I don't have any sympathy for you. That you are not, no one else put you in that position but yourself. Everybody needs to get the fuck in the situation, be responsible for shit. Stop making this. I had a conversation with somebody close to me, and they were like, "I don't want you to judge I don't want you to judge somebody." What do you mean, don't judge somebody? Listen, there's a difference between judging somebody, like you're making a judgment, or you're making an observation, you're making a judgment about them. Yeah. Like, oh, they seem a little this, or they seem a little that. It's not critically, like, oh, you know, I think that guy's an asshole. That's an unfair judgment.
I tell people all the time, and I get in trouble.
Right.
I say, listen, I don't care. I love the, you know, presidents, all that good stuff, fine. I got in trouble the other day because I said, you know, presidents don't determine my life. I make my own decisions, you know. And I got beat up because, oh, no, if it wasn't for the president, I wouldn't have health care. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have free lunch. And I'm like, whoa, wait up. You got free lunch because you don't make enough money to pay for lunch. Kids aren't on free lunch.
No one's taking. First off, Donald Trump is not taking away your kids' free lunch and free breakfast. And this whole thing is nonsense. Do you know that? I read an article today, and I just wrote it down. Under 50% of this country, less than 50% of this country, can tell the difference between what is a factual statement and what is someone's opinion.
I think it's bigger
and this
than
is,
that.
Yeah, I'm
that,
sure it's way
if
bigger
If I was on
that.
Card sharks, I'd be, that's a higher
that's
number.
That's a higher number.
God, oh, that was card sharks. Holy
show.
Fuck, are we old.
That was a good show.
We've lost the battle, and who has won is politicians. This is not a right or left. Politicians won because we are talking about this, and this has no bearing on your life. Everybody who says to me something about Trump, or when Obama was president, Obama on the other side, I said to him, "Who did you vote for in your last city council election?"
Yeah.
If you didn't vote for your last city council election, don't bother me.
That's the cat.
By the way, I don't always vote in my city council election. I'm also not the one bringing it up.
Listen, I don't vote
fucking
on fucking
stupid.
American Idol. Listen, fuck that shit. Listen, I get it. You know what I mean? And I don't want to get it again, but yeah, I'm just sick and tired of this shit. Like that now, that this girl's basically saying the cops should have handled me this way, as opposed to some of the basic rules. When you get pulled over, and you're if you hand the police officer a false ID,
yeah,
it's a crime.
That cop has everything in the world, every reason to ask you, because now you don't have proper identification. You're intoxicated on the street, and you're being smart with me. How would you not expect the cop to have a bit of an attitude? Are you trying to tell me that people can have attitudes and that other people should not have attitudes? We're saying that people want to be justified in their actions. And this is where it all breaks down to the principles of breaking laws. If laws are allowed to be broken and their things are, amends are made, like, you know, like making it like enabling these things to continue to happen, it's just going to continue. And that's the whole idea. It's got to be stopped. Enough of this shit.
This is where I'm at with that. I got a dad, grew up in segregation. My dad did.
Yes.
Never went to jail. He was in the Army. Came home, work. Used to tell us every day, hey, boy, go to work. You go to school. You obey the law. Your life, you have a chance here in America.
Chris, you and I have sons around the same. You have
my son. Yeah, I got a 7-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Okay. So let's go to the 7. I have an 11-year-old son. I guarantee you that Chris and I, who don't agree on the same things, by far a lot of things.
No.
Yeah. On a lot of stuff. On a lot of stuff. Like, never mind. But I guarantee you, we told our sons the exact same thing. If you are in a situation and the police ask you a question, you answer. If they say put your hands behind your back and put handcuffs on, I guarantee you. Now, I didn't say that because my kid is a white Jew and they're being arrested in record numbers.
This is good parenting.
By the way, you didn't say that as a black man who's got a black kid.
It's just good parenting.
It's just general. It's just same rule. You know, it's rational man theory. I talked about this a couple of days. It's all about rational. You should handle things rationally, and that way you don't expect such a negative outcome.
My 22-year-old will call you from, if he was a talker, he'll tell you. He had no run-ins with the law. He in college. He's had a few, but no problems. Sir, I'm sorry, sir. Hands out. Yes. None of those stories like for us, knock on wood. If anything ever happened to Chris Priester with a cop, my wife is about to be a zillionaire.
Right.
Because I followed the rule. My hands were up. I didn't say.
Listen, the other day, there was a guy that was, I don't know that he was complying, and he probably needed to be arrested. It was a video in the lobby near like the elevator section, near the elevator in the floor.
This is the one that's the Mason and Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, and they beat the fuck out of this guy.
Let me tell you this. As an experienced fighter, the big brother, remember the guy? But there was
the face. He popped
he didn't fucking. He gave him those little choppy shots, right?
Yeah.
You know what a fucking choppy shot is? It's pop, pop.
Yeah, he would have went way back.
He would have. That guy would still be asleep.
Yeah, but he did hit him.
And I'm saying, he hit him, but listen.
It wasn't a knock. I know what you mean.
It was like a stun gun move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he tased him.
Like me, I would have had the guy, I would have maybe just put him right in the solar plex, double him over, and then push him down.
He tased him. That was a tase punch.
Yeah, that was like,
I'm
you know.
I'm going to shock you.
That was a closed-fisted bitch slap.
That's all it was.
But when there were 12 cops on top. When there were 12 cops on top of him, those cops lost their minds a bit. And I think that it might have gone too far.
You know what?
However, none of this happens.
Guy puts the phone in his pocket, gets against the wall, sits down. Okay, I'm cool. What's up? There's obviously a situation going on. There's 5 cops in tactical gear surrounding me. You know, and that's the thing. The problem with everything you're seeing on the news and all this glamorification of like being anti-cop, it's emboldening people. Look at this white girl that we saw today. This is the case. This is an emboldened society of people think that they can fucking question authority. Whether it's parents, whether it's school teacher, whether it's a fucking cop. This fucking the youth today think they got the. And this fucking guy.
You see it every day.
I'm about done. I got to quit. I'm going to end up in prison.
I know.
Because Chris, I'm not done.
I started doing a joke. I said, you know, you can't punch a 6-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not done.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, because. They talk back,
right.
No respect for authority, and this has happened in about 30 good years, maybe 30, 40
it's
years.
It's a build-up.
Build-up, and now it is totally out of control.
Yeah.
Kids think they can question adults for everything. I mean, kids are making decisions at age 3 and 4 about everything. They can make decisions. Oh, just let them think.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God mom and dad didn't let me think.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful.
Well, at least guided you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's not a good idea. You know what I mean?
It's my answer to everything. Anytime someone says something to
me,
this
guy with the fucking notepad.
Yeah, he's
the problem with
so Judean.
The drug problem, the homeless problem, this problem, that problem. It's one word. It's family. It's family. Your kids are not going to be fuck-ups.
Uh-uh.
Your kids will not end up homeless. Why? Because if something happens to them, if they get hurt, if they get addicted to... And they're not going to because they have a mom and a dad.
They're not going to get on the pole.
They're not going. It's not going to. I don't know, man. I heard the male strip clubs.
They won't be there for long.
Although the male strip clubs, I heard you make a lot of money.
I know 7-year-old's a freak. He might.
And he can move. He dances.
I can see that. I can see that.
It's family. It all comes
down. Double standard.
Now, I said this.
The homeless problem in L.A., that everybody's going, oh, it's the cost of living is going up. It's not the cost of living.
Billy Hale, lack of parenting. Listen, I say this. I think
100%.
I think the kids today are a piece of shit, but I'm not pointing my target and fucking and bullseye on them. I'm putting them on them fucking shitty parents.
100% on the parents.
And you know, it's almost like the dog whisperer. You know, everybody thinks the guy Milano is training the dog. He ain't training the fucking dog.
Mm-mm.
He's training the people.
Oh, see? Yeah.
I told us about the other day.
Cesar Milan.
Even
the show hasn't been on TV somebody for like 26 years.
Somebody asked me as a teacher about the gun violence in the school. I said, listen, guys, with all due respect, we've had guns my whole life. When I was a kid, every cartoon from Bugs Bunny, goddamn, I was watching some of them cartoons with my son the other day. Bugs Bunny, everybody blowing up. Goddamn, Yosemite Sam.
Cops and robbers. Cowboys and Indians.
All Saturday, we watched Westerns shooting.
Yeah, Westerns. Yeah. All the Westerns I was talking about. Like
what was the difference?
G.I. Joe, motherfucker.
My daddy said, if you go in that closet and touch that shoebox, I will beat the living shit out of you.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't dare look under that box. These kids today. I know where it is.
Yeah.
I'll go get it. Dad's not going to do anything.
Yeah, what's he going to do? You know,
what's he going to do?
He's just my dad.
I'll call DCF.
Yeah. Here's the problem. And, you know, look, the ones where there are severe, there's a severe mental problem going on when you do that, right?
Of course.
So I said this to you last time when we were talking here. Let's just say all the crazy, left wing, and we go that way, and we go, okay, guns are outlawed.
Right.
What are you going to do when the next one happens? And when is in big, bold capital letters, and I'm yelling it, and all those things.
When's what happening?
What are you going to do when the next shooting happens?
Right.
You're not taking everybody's guns away. There is, look, I know enough.
Well, hold on a second.
No military guy is going to come.
I'm going to play devil advocate, because if I use the absolute assumption that there's no more guns, when people give me this stupid question, what if... Right. And this, you know, and you remember, I have a minor in philosophy and that's my background.
Yes.
And I was going to be a trial lawyer. So understand when you start asking me fucking questions.
Yeah.
You know, you're not if you think you're going to be the person dangling the fucking carrot in front of my haze, motherfucker, you better realize that this is going to turn around.
Yeah, he's not yelling at me.
this goddamn guy brings me a fucking Starbucks now.
I love it. This is great. I bring Chris. Now I bring him Starbucks. Right. And then I know Dougie already well enough that I know there's three or four words I can say and he'll go crazy.
Yeah,
I love
he's
it.
Could you tell they had sensitivity trainer?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. I forgot.
I'm glad we had the pre-show because I forgot what I was talking about anyway.
Chicago this weekend.
What about
Chicago? The assumption of Chicago because guns are illegal.
If you tell me there's no guns, then that means there's no
guns. Guns are illegal in Chicago.
That means there's no guns. But yeah, but there are guns. But in this country, there's free guns.
Happy Father's Day. 42 shot, 9 dead.
Listen, I get it.
This weekend.
But if you tell me there's no guns in Chicago, that's like saying, it's like going back to the day when there was a non-smoking section or smoking section on a fucking plane.
Right.
It's the stupidest concept. It's like if you have 48 fucking states that you can buy guns in and there's Chicago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why?
They're going to get. So if the assumption of guns or no guns. So there's two principal philosophies. If there are no guns, if guns are eliminated, they're gone. They eliminate them, you know, I mean, that's like taking away everybody's porn. All right, it's going to be a hard thing to do.
I'm out.
You know what I mean?
Sorry.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to happen,
right?
But the point is, if it's not happening, we're basically saying that the guns are the reason there's social misconduct. We're saying that social breakdown is all caused by gun.
No.
The gun just makes the
parents.
You know what I mean? The gun makes it a clearer path. If there's no guns, they're going to think like terrorists. They're going to get a car and drive over people.
What's going on in London?
They're going to make a fucking pressure cooker bomb. They're going to, you know what I mean? There's this fucking, you know, who knows? This society is fucked up. And it's fucked up because generations after generations constantly bent the fucking rule and then pushed the fucking envelope. Now we're at the point of non-reckoning.
No.
And that's the way it ends. So if everybody wants to say, no, keep letting shit go, fuck you. Because if they if it comes down to it, goddamn it, we're going to the purge. Yeah. That fuck. Listen,
they're not doing that in my house. I'm sorry, I have rules in my son just can't do what he wanted. We got rules, man. I'm sorry.
Right.
And all this openness and now everything in life is open. Oh, you want to share my wife? Sure. I wish to God my dad would be, hey, I can see my dad back in the day. Oh, we're going swinging tonight. Right. Me and mom going to go fuck the world. That when marriage isn't even sacred anymore, they don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know, nobody cares about your kids and how they act. None of that matters anymore.
You know, you know how when you play Monopoly with somebody that keeps changing the rules?
Yeah.
This is what society's become. This is acceptable. This isn't acceptable. I'm the judge of what's acceptable or not.
But
and
now
it's a big pile of
but
shit.
Everything that was good for us is no longer any good. You notice that, right? Everything's questioned. Oh, our parents didn't let us do shit. They didn't let us explore. Right. They were married. They were just miserable.
By the way, the kids that we want to listen to, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm glad they're out talking. But the kids we want to listen to are the same kids that are eating Tide Pods. I'm not kidding, and I'm not saying that as a joke.
It's the truth.
This is, you got to, that's the segment of the society we're going to listen to right now? No,
By the way, the guy David Hogg, the young kid, this is the Parkland survivor, now went after that lady again. He's going after the advertisers again, because she basically said these are like summer camps for the Mexican kids. And you know what? I mean.
Hey, she's an idiot for saying it's a stupid statement.
It's a show, and it's, you know what? And listen, as bad as it is, being separated is a traumatic thing. Don't get me wrong. But we're making it sound like when they compare them to fucking concentration camps, you know, these are air-conditioned places, there's food, there's fucking, they're just being detained until something's figured out.
But what happens when you get arrested? What happened to the, okay.
I'm just going to get back to the kids. I don't want to talk about it. fucking parents were criminal. The parents broke the rules. And we keep getting back. If you're gonna be, if you're gonna fucking break the rules, there's consequences. That's the world, right? Right. If you tell your son,
ever bring Starbucks in here again?
I love this. This is great. When you get arrested, hey,
don't give him shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Did you get me a double shot?
The crackhead, not the crackhead, the meth heads who get pulled over who are asleep in the shopping center with their kids in the car. By the way, every single fucking day you can read probably all over Cuyahoga Falls.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a health crisis.
You guys didn't take me on the road with you. I'm just bitter.
He has a lot of friends from Akron, so.
But when those parents are arrested at that scene, and the kids are in the back of the car, those kids are not taken home to play with the nanny.
Dude.
Those kids are taken to a youth detention center or put in a foster house. There's not enough people to put everybody who's coming into this country illegally.
With all due respect, without being mean,
you can separate.
A lot of our best athletes haven't seen their dad ever.
Yeah.
Because he left, he got locked up when they were a kid. That gave him some toughness.
Yeah,
to make sure the mic. Make sure the mic's away from me when that's being said.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Shit,
this is it.
That's some real separation.
Mike Sweeney on Facebook Live says, tens of thousands of kids are fucked up foster care from breaking the law, whereas Monster Tits Pelosi screaming. Yeah, exactly. It's hypocrisy. All they're trying to do is make Trump look bad. The current administration, you're saying, look, this is a situation. It's like, listen, as a financial guy, forget about the toughness of how it is to see kids. But as a financial guy that manages money and stuff with these tariffs and all these things, understand there has to come a little pain before there's gain. Anything in life is all about that. You got to fucking deal with shit. If you have a kid that's on drugs, trust me, if you're going to get that kid's life straight, it's going to be a lot of arguing, screaming, fighting. Mm-hmm. It's going to look ugly. And if some fucking douchebag comes into my house with an Apple iPhone and records my dealings with my brother or my son that's dealing with this, they're going to spin it so I look like a fucking asshole.
It's called intervention. It might give you a reality.
You know what we
ought
to do? We ought to go into an intervention. Don't say what it is. Just say, oh my God, here, look at this situation, how these people are treating this kid. They're going to go, oh my God. Meanwhile, they're trying to save his life. The mob, the crowd, society, this Facebook, this social media shit, these know-it-all cocksuckers who know nothing. Enough of this shit. Keep your fucking opinion to yourself.
That's what we've come to as a society. Instead of helping a guy if he's on the street dying right now, they'll more likely record it before they give me
The other day,
see if we can go viral.
I had to stop at the fruit stand by my house. Right, there's a guy. There's an old guy.
Gotta get some fruit.
Illegal fruit.
San Pablo.
Okay, tell the truth.
But he had his. He's fighting to get the spare tire out. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go do it real quick. Right. So I go.
Right.
I change. I'm just, and he tried to give me money, and he was bloated. So, my God, so nice. And I thought, my grandfather would have done that 50 times on the way home.
Right.
My grandfather also, if you asked him who he voted for, he would have said, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
And if you asked him to talk about religion, he would say, if you want to talk about things that make that are positive, yeah. People, and the world was better two right. generations ago. It was.
Yeah. Because people had
it was
ethics.
Better.
People had common decency, courtesy. There were certain basic things that are installed. Like, again, I said this before. How many times have you about to get off an elevator and some fucking moron comes walking in?
Right.
Listen, you don't have to have parents to understand the concept. Let people off the elevator before you fucking get on.
Dude, you know what's so sad? Okay, we stayed together this weekend. Barely know each other.
Right.
But it was obvious we were raised right.
Right.
Common courtesy. He doesn't know I'm paying attention. Clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking goddamn it! You take a piss, wipe the seat. You know, we didn't have any of those problems.
I didn't see fucking hair when I took a shower. Shared a shower.
I didn't see his fucking
curlies in there.
That's I didn't common see his, yeah. courtesy. Somebody was raised right. Yeah. It's amazing.
You know, I didn't have to tell him not to jerk off in there.
No.
You know, it's fucking. And that's the thing. There's things you didn't expect because they were just understood.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everybody's so fucking important. I want to be heard. I know better than you.
Danny, we must have said that 20 times to each other. Like, yeah. What if we were up here with somebody different age group? Different.
It would have been a disaster.
Yeah. Any rate.
Doug, you just said the key thing. And look, we're comedians, so we do think the world revolves around what we think. Because if not, we wouldn't be getting up there and doing this. And we're doing this podcast. But the truth is, everybody think. Look, anybody wants to come out and try this stupid comedy thing, come on out.
Yeah.
Come on out. But if not, why do we need to hear everybody's opinions?
I had a discussion with my stepdaughter last night. We got into it. And you were talking about stuff and what you're expecting things of people. And I'm like, don't expect. Expectations lead to disappointment.
Every time.
If you want something, the old rule, you give it. If you want love and compassion from somebody, you fucking start giving it. And that person, if they're, you know, they'll give it back, and you know, it should happen that way. But if you sit there and judge and wait, and now
don't worry about it.
But you know, and I told
Doug the other day. I said I expect to do well in comedy because I'm just a genuinely good guy.
Yeah,
I've been good my whole life. I teach, you know, I help kids, I give back, I coach. So now I told him as a comedian, I expect the same niceness to happen to me because I'm a good guy, but. Then on the flip side, I said, I'm in a different field now, and my niceness might get me run the hell over.
Yeah.
So do I get out of character and not be myself?
You know what
I hope to get screwed. Yeah.
I just remember what I was going to say.
Yeah,
now,
that's
right?
Why I brought that up.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks of me.
Right. Mm-mm.
I found that out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care if somebody, because people are so off anyway. Like, if somebody, like nowadays, when somebody says, that person, I don't know, they start telling about a person, I don't take, unless there's somebody I've really known a long time and I know them as a good person, a good judge of character, the average person tells me about somebody else. I don't take any of that information because it's coming from their fucking stupid. It's like when a host you don't know in a town you're working at goes, boy, this guy's a real good friend of mine, and I really, like, what kind of credit does that give me?
Right, none.
How many times have we said it this weekend, you like some people I like some people you don't like, but the difference is, until they screw me, you are right. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't give them way from white, black, green, yellow. Until you cross me, we are right.
You have my trust until you earn my distrust.
That's it, bro, and I'm done with you.
That's it.
I'm too old to be arguing with people, so I'm done with you.
Well, there we go. And by the way, it's that time of the show.
Jesus. Oh, shit.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back. It's time for Wake Up Straight from the Headlines with where we laugh about things from around the world. Something like that. We got, we were just in this part of town, so this story hit me, okay? But two Akron firefighters. Two Akron firefighters accused of making pornography in the fire station.
It doesn't surprise me.
Right?
With or without opioids. I'm sorry.
Are we? All right, Chris is still bitter about this weekend.
It's Akron,
right.
Ohio, two Akron Fire Department firefighters, Arthur Dean and Dean Eller, are on paid leave pending an investigation into allegations that they created pornographic videos inside the fire station.
All right, I have some initial questions before I pass my judgment.
Right.
Everybody above board in terms of age. Everybody's legal.
Right.
Okay.
I'm
assuming like that would be something that would be in the
article. I
guess
people saw the videos and recognized the station.
Why are regular people in the fire? I don't know what the inside of my fire station
pole.
Looks like.
I've seen that pole.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen that pole.
That pole looks familiar.
That's that pole.
Oh, my
Akron
God.
Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan and Fire Chief Clarence Tucker released the following statements.
I don't have a problem with it.
I know he black.
I don't have a problem with Clarence.
in relation to C. DeLois? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Allegations relate to the creation of pornographic content displayed online, some of which is alleged to have taken place on our city property.
I mean, look, I think you got to get rid of them because they're dumb, right? And we talked about this, Dougie room or the blackout room, right? I think you got to get rid of them because they're dumb. Wow. I don't necessarily have a problem other than the fact that they're stupid.
Who did that?
Yeah, you were saying, we're normal guys, like we have a head on our shoulder. Like if all of a sudden, like even like we were thinking about doing some, you know, some broadcast from the fucking condo. Yeah. And then we were thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know if we want to let people see the shithole we're in right now.
Yeah, that's that is it. Not good for your career. That is not it.
I was like, I don't think this is the best move.
Yeah.
Dougie's got a green screen with him.
looks
like they're in the.
We had something figured. We were going to do a whole series on that and then like joke around that we're going to go to local Sheridan and go, fuck you. We were staying here all week.
Exactly. You don't want people knowing. No, but yeah, you got to get rid of these guys just because they're stupid. I mean, who gives a fuck? So, right, you think they're the only two firefighters who banged anybody in the fire station?
Well,
that's kind of why you're a firefighter.
Firefighters and pilots fuck people's wives. That's all I'm saying. If your wife's cheating on somebody, there's a really good chance either a firefighter or a pilot.
Right, that's why I let my last house burn down. I was like, don't call them motherfuckers.
next story, alligator abandoned inside a Florida convenience store. I mean, you got to work. Like, why?
How does it abandon? That means someone brought it in.
Like, it's not like a baby you leave in front of a church.
Right. How do you abandon an alligator?
There's a pit.
They left it at a Wawa.
All right.
That's just Wawa.
They thought it would get some good sandwiches.
Wawa is life.
On June 19th, authorities in Florida say they are searching for two suspects accused of abandoning an injured alligator inside in a convenience store. Manatee County Sheriff's Office said the deputies responded to around 2:24 a.m. on Friday. Report a 3-foot alligator inside a Wawa store in Lakewood Ranch.
Oh, that's a white crown.
Those are white guys.
Crown,
yeah,
white
those
crown.
Are definitely
yeah,
white guys.
I think
guys.
So. I would bet on that.
Question.
No, I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to be like.
I do.
Not racially profiling.
No, that's racially profiling. Okay, let's do that.
I would guess it was white guys.
I'm going to go with that.
A couple. Yeah. One guy maybe named Chuck.
Maybe.
Right? Or Wade.
Maybe a Billy.
Wayne. There's a Wayne. There's a Wayne involved in this.
There's a black guy. We wanted a purse.
Yeah.
Or some shoes.
Right. You're not leaving it there. You're going to take it back. You're going to try.
He would have been skint, man. Yeah. We would have shoes right now, wallet.
We'd be eating alligator and we'd have some shoes.
Gator tail.
Hey, listen.
Investigators said witnesses reported two men that brought in the reptile into the store and abandoned it. The alligator was photographed. And last year, blah, blah, blah.
Both men were wearing jean shorts and white tank tops.
And one guy in a hat said, I'm Wade.
I took a Snapchat. I took a selfie with the gator.
Abandoned. Abandoned, just like that just shows you, by the way, the media. That's just such a media word, abandoned.
And this time, with everything that's going on now, hell yeah. That's a good word for it, abandoned.
That's great.
An abandoned alligator. You know what an abandoned alligator means? It's a fucking alligator.
So far, I'm 0 for 2 with giving a fuck about either of these two crimes.
Pretty much. Yeah, we're 0 for 2. Let's go.
It's more fun to racially profile the crime.
I love it.
That's awesome.
That's the best part.
That is great.
All right. Now, usually when you steal something.
Come on, Puerto Rican.
Steal something that's valuable, right? You steal something. You guys are going to be way off on this one. Our next guest. A New Zealand man.
Chris, we got a spinoff podcast here, buddy.
A New Zealand man was arrested for stealing human toes from a dead body exhibit.
Wow.
That's a foot fetish.
Yeah. And
that's
typically a white guy.
Right? That's a heavy
New Zealand
could be a bit
of
a.
Yeah, he could be.
What's the indigenous tribe in New Zealand?
That?
Like the
Not mulattoes.
Aren't those candies?
Oh, yeah, something.
Oh, I'm thinking of Mentos. Milano cookies.
Just Milano cookies.
Double
Aborigines.
Fudge. Aborigines.
That's Aborigines. Me. I'm deep, damn
Milano's?
Damn
I'm deep.
Well, you're the teacher. You're the priest or the teacher.
You went from Milano to Aborigines.
ABCs.
Hold on. It's Jim.
That was just, yeah, so this year it's Jim.
Oh, by the way. Right. All right. Since you just said this about this, I saw this thing on Facebook, and it was a young, it was on a, this young girl recorded her teacher, and it was a black lady teaching, yep. And I don't know if you saw this, but she came out and said, anybody know what the Donald Trump signed, Make America Great Again, and she went off on this tirade saying, this must have been back when the, for Europeans, when they used to own slaves and this and that, so she went, did you hear all that?
Oh yeah.
Now, the teacher, you think the teacher should be let go? I think the teacher's gone. She should be fired.
You can't do that right now.
Yeah,
you can't press your social beliefs and issues on the children.
Social, religious, all that needs to stay out the room.
Yeah.
I just stay with the subject.
You cannot push your sling. Mm-hmm. You know, sling your slant, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
How many times a year
you
do
can't
you see,
push your agenda?
How many times this must freak you out? And I started subbing, so I worked in the schools a little bit. How many times a year do you see an article where someone sent home an assignment, some teacher, it's usually some crazy white teacher in the South, he sends them like, if you hang four black men, for like, you see that they send these, and you're like, who the fuck is teaching these children?
And
right? You know what I'm talking about? It happens four or five times a year.
Somebody loses their mind.
Right? Like, you got, there is no way you're printing up your thing and you go,
this
oh,
would
I
be
get
a good
this.
Question.
I'm going to get this one.
<That'd be good. laughs>
I'm going to try to get a little more creative for my
students. Yeah, this would do it.
Anyway, back to this guy. New Zealand man stole human toes from a dead body exhibit. The incident occurred last month when a 28-year-old man visited the Body Worlds, which used to be in Fort Lauderdale back a while ago, Body Worlds vital exhibit in Auckland on May 4th and allegedly swiped the toes, which were valued around $5,500 each.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That's some expensive toes.
That's weird that there's even a statistic.
So,
like,
if I needed some cash, I just got to look at my digits on my feet and go, oh,
who
that's
did
about
they call
grand.
Gross. Who did they call in to evaluate that?
Yeah,
one.
This was like the Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
So, I don't have, I'm not really a good expert on human toes. I'm going to call my buddy who's a friend.
Toe Master. We got the Toe Master here. Yeah. These are good ones right here. Yeah. $5,000
a piece. I feel like you just made him Asian.
$5,000 a piece.
Yeah.
I feel like you just made him a little
Asian.
He'd
be some weird fuck.
I like that.
He'd be some weird pedophile looking fuck.
However, story three, I'm concerned about this.
Yeah.
This guy's bothering me a little bit.
So ask me, what's your concern about these toes? Well, I see that they're toes. I'm guessing where they're real. And then how much are they worth? The man remained in custody. He faces 7 years in prison for stealing the toes and 2 years for interfering with a dead body, according to the New Zealand Herald.
Yeah, we're worried about guns.
Yeah,
we're worried about guns. The guns are the problem.
Yep.
Well, that's a victimless crime. The guy was dead. You just stole his toes.
This guy was dead.
Those are some expensive-ass toes. By the way, you can put this guy on the same island as you put the writers of, like, Criminal Minds and Law and Order and those. You put all those fuckers, as soon as those shows are over, put all those fuckers on an island.
If these body parts are that much money, the three of us, we're going to have Ocean's 3.
Yeah.
And we're going to attack the next Body World place.
Yeah, no shit.
This is a visual one you guys got to check out at home, but strong winds send portable toilets flying through the air. This was on the internet recently, like porta toilets.
Yeah, flying shit.
Dude, flying like a kite. Like,
oh,
they got lifted.
Nasty, yeah. Yo.
Before or after the festival? I want to know when. Was this a Thursday or a Sunday? If it's a Thursday, then that's okay. They just have
that's
the blue
gross.
Shit in them.
I mean, look at these things.
But if it's a Sunday.
Oh, my God.
They're full of shit.
Feces
everywhere, I bet.
Yeah, and that's, could you imagine? I mean, could you imagine being in one?
What a shit storm. That's a real shit storm.
You feel like you're on a fucking plane?
Literally.
Wow. Yeah.
It's literally a shit storm.
Yeah, you feel like you're
shit NATO.
You feel like you're on a fucking plane that's in turbulence. A clip posted on the man's Facebook page features residents at the park enjoying a sunny day out until suddenly gusts of wind begins to ravage their outdoor fun and party tent.
Watch this, Danny. Since Dougie and I are like real friends now.
Mm-hmm.
Dougie, what happens after we drink this big cup of coffee?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got it, yeah.
How much longer did we have?
Chris got to make a poopy.
He's got the fucking rumble.
Oh, baby, Chris got to go poopy.
Rumble in the jungle, baby.
You got 10
Come
minutes.
On, dummy.
All right, we good. We
you got 10 minutes? You can
hold we good.
You're not going to be like me in the shower.
No, I'm just asking.
Because I was like, well, dude, I was in the shower. I was like, oh, no, please, oh, no, oh, no,
yeah, I'm
no,
just
no,
asking.
No.
You know, he's just starting.
Yeah, you getting them, yeah.
He just starting.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
We all right.
Yeah, right.
10 minutes. That's all I need to know. What
well, you can even cut it early so you don't shit in my chair.
I'm good. We don't want to do that in the house.
By the way, that's Elgin's chair that you shit in, by the way. You shit there.
It's no big deal.
Right, he's tiny. Who cares?
It says here, the portable toilets are seen being carried across the sidewalk and then slamming into parked cars. Imagine reporting that to your State Farm agent. Yeah. Fluids from the portable toilet also appear to leak out as continues its upward journey before it eventually crashes back down to Earth, much like the house in Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God.
Parkgoers shielded their children from flying shit during the incident, which now no one appearing to be seriously injured, but everybody took a shower after the event.
Wow.
I bet.
I'm telling you, a big kicker is, was that a Sunday or a Thursday?
I'm suing for that shit.
Right? I mean, can you imagine sitting there watching, it's a bit windy. All of a sudden, you see this big old lump of shit draining on you.
I tell them I'm fucking traumatized. I can't.
Hey, that's legit PTSD.
That's
right?
Real. I'm traumatized.
Yeah. Our next story, spraying a snake with gas leads to a house blaze in Finland. In Helsinki, these are the people that Donald Trump really wanted to bring, not the people from fucking Haiti.
Yeah.
But I don't think fucking Trump's like, don't bring that guy. Leave the snake fucking gas
leave
guy
the snake
here.
Burner.
Yeah, leave him home. In
we only want the good ones.
An improvised method of getting rid of snakes. A snake in a garden by spraying it with gasoline kicked off a chain reaction, then ended up with a house on fire in southern Finland. Finnish public broadcaster YLE reported on Tuesday that some of the flammable liquid spread by an ill-fated homeowner in Sunito, west of Helsinki, landed on a nearby lawnmower that was warm enough to ignite a fire.
Amazing.
Flames spread quickly Monday in extremely dry conditions to wooden house, reaching the exterior wall and attic. Broadcast said firefighters extinguished the blaze after they got done filming a porn in there.
I was going to go with fucking his wife, but I like it. Either way.
That is a callback.
Either way, yeah.
But damages may reach 15,000 euros, which is about 17,000 U.S.
Nope. He's got to pay for that. He's got to pay for that on his own. That's a serves you right.
Right.
That's
we had the story
and
yesterday.
I'm never for the insurance company. Fuck those motherfuckers.
I'm telling you.
I am never for the insurance company. Yeah. However, remember the guy last week we were talking about who lit himself on fire and then put a trash can over him and he died? And I was like, I'm not upset about that.
Yeah, that's thinning the herd on that one.
This guy's got to pay his own bill.
It's just funny watching you try to hold that shit right now.
You know what the problem is? You know when you got
I'm going to bring up another shit story.
Once we're good.
You know what the worst
about
is?
Potolins.
Once you calm the shit down, you just can't start talking. And now, so he started talking. Now
he's
bobbing
and weaving and shit. He's biting the bottom lip.
Yeah.
Elgin, we are not switching chairs next week. Not happening.
Yeah, that thing's priced.
This is one of the things, you know, when you're in between the fart and you don't want to do it because you think it might be
you don't know, yeah, I got that. You don't know if you're going to fart or shit.
I've sharted. Yeah. Sharted.
I believe it. I can see you as a sharter.
Oh, yeah, like you've never sharted.
I've sharted, but I'm not.
Is that an over 40 got problem?
I think it is. I think it is. I think it's an over 44 problem.
Well, that's what happened. Dude, when I was in the shower, I was hoping I'd like, because I was.
By the way, that's where you want to shart.
Well,
if you're going to do it, that's where you want to do it.
At home.
Second best place.
Well, yeah.
Without a roommate. Without a roommate.
Yeah. If I was there by myself, I just wouldn't take a shower again.
Thank you.
I'd be fucking showering that little sink. But yeah, that's when it was happening, I was just clamping up, like, oh, please, Lord, no. Like, I thought it was just going to kaboom.
No.
And all of a sudden, that dissipation from inside, blah, 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 went, oh, God. And then, you know, but that's right. Then I was hoping I'd get a little release.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to let a little valve that pressure. And then ain't no way in hell.
Never.
Fuck that.
That pressure.
Now, we all hate when you're in the left lane on a highway and you're driving and there's some schmuck in front of you. Now, I don't want to get racial or anything, but I've noticed a lot of black people get in that lane and they drive slow.
All right, I'm going
to
go here.
Can you explain that to me?
I'm going
to
go here. I'm one of those guys.
All right.
I'm a jackass.
Yeah, you're the guy in the left
lane. I get in that left lane and that's when I really go to speed limit on the dot.
Really?
Just to teach white America that you're supposed to go to speed limit.
Good is not for you, Chris.
Well, I don't want to be a hypocrite because then I'm breaking laws. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
You're breaking the law, even though you're mad at me, but hey, is 65. So I'm going to
By the way, yeah. Chris Priester is 6'5", and he can do that.
I'm softy. But I will say this.
I drive slow, by the way, but I do. I am not an I drive slow in the right lane.
It's funny you mentioned
but
driving.
You're an asshole.
It's funny
That's
you
great.
Mentioned driving.
That's great.
I went to driving school recently, and I told this joke once up there this week, and I said, listen, the driving instructor said the way you are away from the wheel is the way you are
behind the wheel.
Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
didn't you just
exactly.
say it? Okay. Dougie, I drove with him all week. Dougie says what he wants, says how he feels. He drives the same fucking way.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get even behind the wheel with him.
Yeah. Like, am I crazy or what do you mean?
No. Dougie don't give a fuck.
Right.
When he's driving, he don't give a fuck. You're around, I'm back. Hey, he don't give a fuck. That's the way he lives.
Yeah.
That's the way he drives.
There you go.
That's the way it is.
Well, Indiana Trooper wins praise for stopping two slow drivers. Indianapolis, an Indiana State Police Trooper who tweeted a photo of a vehicle he stopped for driving too slowly. In the left lane, says he's overwhelmed by the widespread praise he's receiving online.
See?
Yeah. People are in love with this fucking guy.
Now, listen, when it comes to that shit, right, when I'm in the left lane and somebody just won't move, you know, I'm more tolerant of it if there's the fucking right lane's open. I'm fine with it. Good. Drive whatever fucking speed you want. But when they're purposely or they're driving as slow as the same fucker to the right of them, now you're like, look, you know, there's collusion here, motherfucker.
You know what? I'm going to start racially profiling people by the way they drive.
Oh, you
like,
know,
Danny, you
wait,
are
you've
not,
never played Guess the Race in a car? Am I the only horrible person?
You're Jewish. You do all that.
That is fucking guys, man.
Oh, come on.
Like, Dan, you're a nice guy.
I am a nice guy.
I can see you with your turn signal.
Yeah.
I can see you letting people in. Come on in.
Yeah, you do that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's stopping people, helping with fucking changes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I am.
You're driving.
But
two,
I do. I
say, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
No, I don't do that. I usually drive with my knee because it's hard to light the bowl unless you have both hands. But I drive slow, but I stay in the right lane. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Okay, so you drive like an asshole, and I imagine you do some weaving when you drive, Dougie.
I'm not a weaver.
No, he's not a weaver.
I'm a good driver. I'm a technically smart fucking...
So let me ask you a question. So on a highway, obviously, left lane is for passing. If you're in a two-laner... Aren't you supposed to stay slow in the right also on a two-laner?
Slower traffic's supposed to be to the
always
right.
Always to
that's
the right.
A general rule.
You know what? He just answered his own question. He minored in philosophy. He's a thinker on the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I won't say he's aggressive person, but he's thinking out how he's driving. He's a very methodical driver. Yeah. I felt safe with him. I don't feel like he would, you know... Felt safe with him away from
right,
real too.
That's because Dougie's a badass.
There you go. I felt safe with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I like it. You're right.
There it is.
I don't give a shit.
Yep.
No, you're right. That's why I was a train driver, you know, for security work. I'd spin that car 360. I could do all that shit.
See?
You know what I mean? So I'm tactically playing chess when I drive, man.
There you go.
I'm a chess player when
I
drive.
But I am
away from it. Your shows, you're methodically, you're thinking out, you're playing them.
I'm counting 2 seconds. I'm looking at the light ahead of me. I'm looking at my rear view mirror to see if some schmuck's coming up behind.
But I am a big fan of this cop. That is the rules. You got to be courteous of other people.
But, they're still going to have those people. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be like one of those people, fucking get behind him, and then, you know, you get up, and then you get in front of them and slow down on them.
I do that sometimes.
Listen, here's the thing. You do that, I'm going to tell you, I'm like, you don't, like the guy who burned himself in that fucking car,
right.
You do that to somebody, and they come around and put a bullet in your fucking head.
You know what, America, we just taught you something. If you have a daughter, and you want to make sure she's dating a good guy, watch him drive.
Yeah, drive with him.
If he's switching lanes and blowing horns and screaming at people, road raging,
he's going to beat your daughter.
He's going to beat the shit out your daughter, man. So let's finish that up.
There you
We're going to leave you on that note.
That's
people.
Our fucking note. Well, anyway, it's been a great day here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Chris Priester for sitting in with us today.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. I'm going to find some more time to integrate the show.
I love this shit.
You
can probably sit in for Mondays because,
I'm going to figure this out. We're going to get in here sometime.
Just make sure you take a shit before.
Definitely. No.
You know what I mean?
Tea.
And what's up, Peter Kramer? And, of course, my new co-host here on Tuesdays, Danny
the Jew. I
think
that's a great team right there, by the way, man.
A lot of fun.
There you go. And, by the way, we're going to be working on the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
Yes, we are.
We got some dates working on the Orlando Improv.
We got some dates.
Yeah, man. And so stay tuned for that. By the way, follow the show on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Be a patron listener. You can donate $1 a month if you want. That goes to gas money for all the co-hosts. And you can donate. If you watch the show, 25, 50 cents a show. You watch it 8 times a month. Fucking for $3, $5 a month, something like that. It all counts.
But follow now me. That we have a Jewish guy on board, it might go up.
Yeah, exactly. And he's striking up the fucking the shekels, as they say. Anyway, don't forget, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. I'm going to be in Zanies in St. Charles, Ohio, Illinois this week. Thursday, right. Saturday, opening for Brad Wenzel, a very funny new young comic. Danny.
DannyTheJew.com. Big show coming up this summer. You can get tickets on DannyTheJew.com.
There you go.
Chris Priester. Chris Priester Comedy on IG. Chris Priester on Facebook. Got Gigi's Cafe Thursday, Friday, Eargasms, hosting some dirty poetry. And Saturday, the Have-Nots down in Miami.
This man is a killer.
The open stage club, as they call it, which I haven't headlined yet, but...
They'll get you there.
It'll be after many other people, I'm sure. And I don't know if I can afford it. I don't think you can afford me anymore.
Would be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for watching. Listen, guys, next week, back with all new shows on Monday and Tuesday. And we'll see you here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.